Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 22. How are we, Jeffrey?
Dude, I'm a little blue.
Jeffrey Jordan. Whoa.
My lighting in this room, it gives
you feeling blue. Sad, brother?
Dude, I've got the gold and the blue. I'm split.
Ooh, what teams are gold and blue? Let's discuss.
Teams?
Yep.
Gold and blue?
Mm-hmm. Michigan Wolverines.
Michigan.
Toledo Rockets.
Dude, the fact that you know their mascot is real. Is that real? Toledo Rockets? Is that really?
I think so. That's where Kareem Hunt played.
Kareem Hunt.
Dude, remember when
Coach
Kareem Hunt
Toledo?
was... yeah,
When he was
Toledo Rockets football team.
That's incredible. Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.
What other gold and blue teams are there?
Gold and blue. There's not a ton of gold teams unless there's that tiny bit of accent.
What about the Warriors?
I was gonna think that, but that's more of the old colors.
No?
Warriors. Yeah, not really.
Well,
a
I
lot
mean,
of blue.
Okay, yellow and gold. We're in sports terms.
Yeah.
We're calling that
it used to be gold.
Practically the same thing.
The Wizards, old Wizards uniform didn't really have a lot of any blue. It was just
Wizards?
gold. Yeah, remember the old.
Oh,
The old Wizards.
that was straight gold. Gilbert
That
Arenas
gold.
era alternate uni
That's
gold.
all I think of. I only think of
Agent
the Gilbert
Zero.
Arenas
He was the
gold.
first real zero, wasn't he?
In basketball?
Yeah, like who else was zero before Gilbert Arenas?
No one memorable. Maybe he was the
Exactly.
only first memorable one.
That's what I'm saying. He's like the original number zero.
It's interesting. Yeah, I can't think of a lot of other gold.
But then you had Russ and Dame Dalla and Kyle
Being that
Kuzma.
being that ice cold zero. Kyle Kuzma.
Isn't he number zero?
Kyle Kuzma. Yeah,
Was it
probably.
Kyle Kuzma? Anyways, what a terrible name. we got a new segment tonight on the podcast.
Yeah, Lincoln
and we
decided
are
to
gonna start
sprout.
out the pod every week with a question of the pod. And most likely this will be me presenting questions for Jeff because I've got a list of just dumb questions that I these things pop
Aren't
into my
all
head, and I'm
the
like,
questions dumb questions?
no, not all of them. But the question of the pod today is, which of these three things is the best? A 7-game series, best 2 out of 3, or a death match?
7-game series, best 2 out of 3, or a death match?
Yeah, which is the best?
Winner takes all.
Yep.
Ooh. I mean, is it any particular sport or just in general?
We are talking general terms here.
Oh,
well
that's
general
so
mills
tough.
terms
well go to the general and save some time.
Nice.
Well,
Couple.
General Kenobi.
another Star Wars reference. Back-to-back weeks.
Thank you. Back to back. I love deathmatch style. A lot of sports, a lot of games, most games in fact are just like one and done. It's really fun. The pressure is crazy. It's harder to tell how good a team really is, but also that's part of why it's so good, because any team can get hot in a game and have
a
a good
la
game.
New York Giants.
A la any March Madness team ever. A la any...
Michigan State. What were they? No, Wichita State.
Oh, Wichita State.
Golden Jackets. Or what?
Yeah.
What was their team name?
Golden Jackets. You're just thinking gold now.
Shockers.
I don't know. The Shockers.
Yeah.
There was a lot of those teams. Loyola Chicago. Man, Loyola Chicago a couple years ago.
Lehigh University.
Lehigh.
Shout out CJ McCollum.
There's some big this is a Gulf Florida Gulf Coast. FGCU. Going big.
Well, don't say FU.
Sorry. Well, I meant it. Because they knocked my team Pitt out of. I had picked them to go to the finals, and thanks a lot.
What
FGCU.
year?
They knocked them out early. That's why I was so mad, because Pitt was ranked number 2, and
dude, I do not remember what year this is.
2009, maybe
Oh
2008.
dear, yeah, that's a
This was
pull.
when it was. My family March Madness, I remember the heartbreaks. The years I picked the number two seeds, Ohio State 1 year, or Arizona 1 year, Duke a couple years, and then that my heart was broken.
I'm sorry, Jeff. That's so
Anyway,
sad.
I think out of the three, I love best of seven for like actually telling how good a team is and matching up. Best two out of three, I don't love it. It's not better than either of the other two.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna have to take deathmatch. I think that's the best out of them.
I think in a 7-game series, deathmatch is gonna win.
If we pit them together in 7 games, I think they win four before any of them the other one
But if
two.
we put a 7-game series
Deathmatch.
in a death match, 7-game series is gonna lose, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Deathmatch style. Deathmatch does well, I think, better than the other two.
Especially in a, compared to a like 7-game series
Long
versus
term,
death match in a death
yeah.
match, it's gonna be death
Yeah.
match every time.
It's gonna be dead every time. Every time.
Yeah.
I agree. Great
All right.
question.
Thank you.
You have a bunch of these, you said?
Yeah, just random, just stupid stuff that pops
What
into my head while I'm in the
made
shower.
you think of that? Don't talk about you in the shower. I don't want to envision
That's
that.
where all my ideas derive
I don't
from.
want to envision your body wet with water.
Well, my new soap is a juniper scent.
Wait,
So that's
really?
like my
What
new thing is all my
what's your
scents.
brand? What's your brand of soap that you get?
It's the Target like natural brand method something maybe. I don't know.
Oh, the Method? Yeah. Nice. That's a solid brand.
And then my cologne is derived a la from Jefe Spengler.
Derived a la me, your
Yep.
cologne.
So thank you for that.
You're
And
welcome.
I
You
use a
did a
juniper
little bit.
deodorant as well. But
What's that smell? How would you describe juniper smell to
it's a
those?
juniper
The flowery?
berry Arm and Hammer.
Oh, Armie Hammer?
Yeah,
Wow.
Armie Hammer, who played the Winklevoss twins.
Of all the things you could have said. Call me by your name.
Well, call her daddy.
Well, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Turtle? Are you turtly enough for the Turtle Club?
Dude, that movie, I don't even know the plot of that movie, but all I remember is
I
that
do.
the turtle scene. That's it.
Yeah, which was filmed on 9/11,
Was it
and
really?
they still had to film it, and it was the same day, and they had to just do it because even though stuff happened. Yeah. Craziest thing I've ever known about the movie is that they still proceeded to film that on that day.
Dang.
After everything that happened, they're like, you know what? We need comedy.
What a
The turtle.
random thing to
That's the
remember.
quote. That's the quote. Yeah. It's really dark, so that's why I remember it.
Dang.
Huh.
Well, we got a interesting pod that I have no idea what's gonna happen because Jeff's got a segment for us. Jeff's got the draft. And
Yes,
this
sir.
pod is arriving in your inboxes. No. Your podcast
No.
feeds a few days earlier than normal because your boy is going rafting.
Oh, rafting
So I'll
and
be
the boys
traveling in on the
sit.
road and
Boy,
gonna see
she.
some of my fam. It should be fun. So
Flying or flying or driving?
driving.
That's a long trip.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Should be okay.
Yeah, I
Breaking
don't
it
know.
up partway through.
Get your sunflower seeds and you're set.
Dude, sunflower seeds, podcast feed.
What are your seeds of choice that you're gonna have on with you? Do you have just a
Dude.
pickle? Is it just a pickle?
I'll probably grab a bag of David Barbecue just for throwback sake.
Just to kind of mix up the taste buds so it's not
Yeah,
too
'cause then it makes the dill pickle
monotone.
taste better when you
And
have a
pickle and
chain.
barbecue go well anyway, so either way,
I mean, I put pickles on
that's a
my
good flavor.
barbecue.
And don't talk about your pickles.
I will not.
Okay. Well, I'd tickle your pickle for a nickel.
Wow. Well,
Well,
I got two pickles. Hey.
I got ghosts in my head and they don't know.
Oh my gosh.
And then, yeah, okay.
That's a
All right, so
terrible song.
you want to do the Olympics right quick, or do you want to wait and space it out?
I mean, the only Olympics news that I had was just our group FaceTime call
What do you mean
with,
the only news? That was one of the
I'm
greatest
just saying.
Olympic basketball moments I've ever seen in my life.
No,
There's
100%.
no
I'm just saying that's the
comparison.
only thing that I like had in the agenda to talk about. But
Yeah,
you,
tell
me,
us
and Devin,
what happened. What happened with
So,
us with like the timeline of events of
the first
us?
off, before we got to the championship game, USA played Serbia against Jokic,
And
and
Bogdan.
not to call it a comeback, but it for sure was a comeback, just like
It
people
was
in
13
videos.
points into the
It
fourth
was a
quarter.
comeback against Serbia, and Steph Curry went nuts in that game. Fast forward to the championship game against France and starting center Victor Wembanyama,
Yeah, take that,
starting
Kobe.
over defensive player of the not year, but insert mean rhyming word if you want,
Yeah.
Jeer
G.
or Jeter.
Whoa.
Derek Jeter. He's a biracial angel.
He's an angel in any sense of the word, except he's a Yankee, so not really an
Except
angel.
not in the outfield either.
No. Well, not on, we have heard on high either.
No. Well, sing Gloria. So USA is playing France in the championship game. They're down early. France
Yeah, they
kind of
were
got
back and
out to,
forth.
so it was pretty close. France got a quick lead to start. Then Steph Curry said, "Not on my watch." Then he said, "Oh my God." And
And then
then
he.
he single-handedly pulled USA back into the game. They took a slight lead and they held that lead through the rest of the game. Fast forward to the last 2.5 minutes of the game. USA's up like what, three, four or
Yeah,
so.
it's a close game. They get down to P3, 79-82.
Curry goes berserker, dude.
Heat check of all heat checks.
Heat check.
That is better than Kyle Korver heat check. That's better than
Dude,
Klay
Kyle Korver
Thompson heat
heat
check.
check.
The
That
Klay
Kyle
Thompson heat
Korver heat
check.
check
The
video is dope, though.
Atlanta Hawks heat check from him was one of the best,
Like, just looks like
where
a guy playing church ball. You know what I mean?
he's just
Like,
launching. It was a white
yeah.
6 foot two guy just throwing the ball up. You know, he's
Dude,
got the straight
crazy.
hair to the side.
It
We all are Kyle
looks like a
Korver
straight.
sometimes.
Yeah, seriously. Except not as handsome.
No, not as handsome. He's got that Russian, like European look. Like a
Really?
European cut, you know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of cut, I'm
Yes.
about to get my hair cut.
Oh, the back or the front?
The
It's not the
sides.
back. No, the only thing you don't need cut.
No, just the sides.
You need the top and the back cut.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut the top a little bit, but I think I'm gonna have my sister braid out my hair, give me a little Jedi braid going down.
No,
Yeah, a
please.
young Padawan braid.
No, Anakin. Then you'll have Padme hit on you and you'll be like, stranger danger.
Get her out of here.
Stay away
But
from me.
anyway, Steph Curry went nuts and
Anyway.
scored four threes in the final 2.5 minutes and
In the
just
best ways.
unbelievable shots. And the last
Pump
one was just
fakes.
ridiculous, just throwing it over the outstretched arm of Nicolas Batum, who is a long defender.
Wow.
Pause.
Very, very versatile.
Very versatile Frenchman. Emotional after the game because France
Yeah.
lost in France. And USA takes some of the gold in basketball. And then you, me, and Devin jumped on a FaceTime call.
It
And
was
we
so
all
quick.
just
You called
react
me
right afterwards.
immediately after that call, after that play.
Dude.
I just saw my phone. You FaceTime, I mean, I just was like this.
Well, because we
I
were
could not believe.
texting like all
Yeah.
during that game.
Because Wemby was having a great game, but I could not believe there was no chance. France had no chance against Steph. Like, that's the
They
one time
did
they could
have a
root.
chance, though. That's the crazy thing. It took
Well,
Steph going nuts to seal the game.
but what's crazy is everyone else has a chance, like seeing Steph this way. I've never liked the Warriors and I've never cheered for Steph like that.
Yeah,
This was the
100%.
one time I maybe would, and even then it was
Don't
only
say
partial
would.
because, sorry, I maybe could, but
Coulda,
Wemby, I like
shoulda,
him
woulda.
some. I like Wemby a lot. So I obviously was like, oh, I kind of want Wemby to like have the upset on
Yeah.
his resume right now. But it's okay. Still, USA, USA.
Yeah. So USA wins the Olympics per usual. Except they
Per
did
use.
tie China in number of golds.
Oh, they tied China. It was
Oh,
China.
China.
China is the best. They're not better than us, China.
Dang, dude, that's pretty good.
Wuhan.
That's a pretty good
Wuhan,
Donnie.
the coronavirus, the China virus.
Your Donnie is really good, dude.
It's not great. You have the better what was the accent you did last week? It was really good.
Last week's
Australian? No,
ass?
what was the one?
I mean, it's
You
just an
did one
English
in
accent.
or English. Yeah,
But it
one of
was
those.
my New Yorker accent that we discovered
You New
randomly.
Yorker.
Yeah. I'm only gonna pull it out every so often.
Whoa. Please don't
So,
pull it out every so often. Well,
Jeff,
without
you got a
further ado,
s
then.
segment for us, eh?
I do have a fun segmente, and just like last week,
It about disc golf?
no, it was like last week. I actually have a
Oh, heck yeah.
have something to show if
For
my.
those of you listening on the podcast feed, go check out the YouTube for Jeff's screen share if he can figure out what he's doing.
Why isn't this pulling up? Come on. Here we go. Let's minimize this bad boy.
Oh, spoiler on the draft there.
No spoilers right here. You can't see
Oh, it's
anything.
not a segment.
This is the segment.
Okay.
You're all good. That was an old thing. Okay. Segment today for you. This is gonna be fun.
Wow.
You are going to blind rank these food dip combos.
Let's do it.
Okay. So this does not exclude, this is sweet and savory. It could be anything. And so I'm going to give you 10,
This is
and you're
10. This
going to
is a
place
lot.
them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you're going to place them where you want. So don't blow it early and pause where you're going to put your ranking. So
Okay.
this will give us a good mind and how
Well,
you feel about
there's
it.
a couple three that are in the GOAT conversation. So I have those envisioned for being the
But they
top
may
three that
not be on
I'll
this list. They might. This
correct.
is just the list, so it's not like this is the greatest list. This is just your way of ranking it. Okay.
Correct. So
Okay.
I have three that I'm kind of anticipating potentially being on this list for the top three spots, but should be good.
Let's start with your first option. It is fish sticks and tartar sauce. Where do you put that?
It's not upper echelon. That's for
Whoa,
sure.
whoa, big word boy.
Big word boy.
Echelon.
BWB, big word boy.
Big word boy.
It's not buns, but it's not mid
It's
either.
not top. It's not top three or four.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw that in the eight. I think there could be something
Eight.
worse than it.
All right.
I mean, tart, it's fine. It's acceptable, but it's definitely not top tier.
Okay, fish sticks and tartar sauce, number eight. Next up, we've got apples and caramel or caramel,
Ooh,
however you want
apples
to
and
rank it.
caramel. That's a good combo, in terms of flavor. However, it's sticky and sometimes gets stuck in your teeths.
Your teethies?
So because of that and because of what else I can imagine being on this list, I'm gonna put that in the seven, actually.
Wow.
Yep, it might be a little low, but I have a feeling that there's gonna be some
Some
goated.
heavy hitters.
Yeah. I can only have like one a year kind of thing. So that's why it only goes in seven. It's
Like you'll
good.
just maybe crave it, but you're not going to go buy it yourself. You're
It's
going to
good,
be,
but I'm
oh,
only
I'll
gonna
eat
go
it.
to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory once to get the white chocolate caramel
Rocky Mountain
apple.
Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple times in Rexburg. That was the only time I ever went.
Castle Rock Outlets has one.
Ooh, Castle Rocks. Number third thing is
Number three.
pizza and ranch.
Oh, 10.
Ben, do you hate ranch?
I hate pizza and ranch and the stigma that follows it. Because it was those kids in elementary school that just sopped their freaking pizza in the
You
ranch.
never even liked it
So
one time in your
gross.
life. You never even liked it
Nope,
once.
never liked it once. And because of just who it is, it's going in the 10.
Okay, who would, where would, What would you dip pizza in that would be that you like doing, like acceptable?
The
Anything?
only
Garlic
thing is marinara
butter,
sauce.
marinara? Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Pizza doesn't need a companion. Pizza is pizza.
Pizza's pizza.
Pizza's a top five item of all time.
It is. Agree.
Yeah, we both put it
It's
in our
interesting.
list of if remember when we had to
I just
cut
love.
keep four, cut
Oh
five?
yeah.
We both
Pizza
kept it
made
on
it.
our list. Yeah.
Pizza's good. Well, in that same spirit, then, if you mention that, I'm gonna go with cheese sticks in marinara sauce, otherwise known as mozzarella stick.
Mozzarella sticks. I saw a really gross video this weekend of
Shut
somebody
up.
eating
Shut
mozzarella
up. Hey,
sticks.
go watch that TikTok if you haven't. I made a nice video of me devouring some mozzarella sticks that were okay. Just
That's
because it wasn't
yucky.
that appetizing looking doesn't mean it wasn't the most tasty thing
Yeah.
at Chili's, which it was.
We're gonna throw it in the six. It's not my favorite, but you can eat
Dude,
it
you're saving
often.
all these tops. You might not have any of these bad spots
Dude,
left for what's on
I
its
might be a
way.
top boy. You never know.
That you what's on its way, we'll see, I guess. Stupid.
Mott sticks and marinara. It's good, but I'm not the biggest like Mott sticks fan. Like I'd rather have bread to dip in.
Just plain bread.
Yeah, or bread sticks, you know.
Okay. You've got the 1, 2, 3, 5, and 9 spots
Yeah,
available.
it's interesting.
Next pick, strawberries and chocolate.
Ooh, strawberries and chocolate is a good pick, or it's a good item for sure. I am still saving that upper echelon though.
Yo.
Strawberries and chocolate is good, but I don't crave it all the time because I don't need the chocolate for the strawberries. I'm not the biggest chocolate person. Big strawberry boy here. BSB, big strawberry boy.
BSB. I saw those strawberries you got from Oregon and they were fantastic.
Oh, brother.
They're so fresh, man.
They didn't have a single like speck of white in the middle of
White.
them.
It was all red.
All juicy red, baby.
They were like those Snow White apples, just pure red.
Would you like a juicy caramel apple? Name that movie.
Ooh.
We just watched it
Car
yesterday, me and my
caramel
girls.
apple.
How about the
Was
big juicy caramel apple for the pretty lady?
Aladdin. I don't know.
Enchanted.
Oh, Enchanted. That's really
It's a
good.
poisonous one. I'm gonna put it in the five.
It is the five. Okay.
Yep. You were right.
Strawberry.
It's more of a romantic gesture for me than anything else, like the strawberries and chocolate.
Yeah, but
Good.
it's not like your go-to dipping
Correct.
snack. And that's what I'm saying.
I would
After
rather just have
this,
strawberries plain. So
yeah, it's a good thing. But after this list, you'll probably have some that you're like, how did that not make the list? And
true.
that's because I didn't make this list. This is a blind ranking.
Love it.
All right, next up, cookies dipped in milk,
It's got to
Oreo
go in.
or chocolate chip.
It's got to go in the one.
The one, you're
It's got to
taking
go in
in the
the one,
one.
baby.
That's your
Let's
favorite.
go.
That's your thing.
Based on this list, I'm a little nervous. Cookies and milk is a goat
You're
combo.
not gonna save that. You're not gonna put in the two. You want it for the one.
We're going with the one. I feel confident that it deserves the one, frankly. There's only one other item that I might put above it, but I think this probably is my actual number one. Like
Okay. Cookies and milk takes the one spot.
milk and cookies is just as good of a combo as peanut butter and jelly. Like it rolls off the tongue, you know what I mean? Like you
Yeah.
learn milk and cookies and milk from the time
When you're a little baby,
that you can crawl around, you know what I mean?
that
I
you're
literally
suckling on
had
the sweet.
Oreos and milk today.
Wow. Look at
Yeah.
last night I had a concrete mixer from Culver's.
Nice.
The and had and it was Oreo, Andes Mint, and Brownie mix, and it was fantastic.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm happy with that as my one. Happy with
All
that.
right.
I got the two,
Next
three,
one.
four, nine left.
Yeah, and this is gonna be interesting. You've got fries dipped in ketchup.
Ooh. Okay, so hot take. I don't need my fries dipped in
Anything?
ketchup. I eat fries plain more often than not.
If
Like
they're fresh and hot, yeah, I don't care
yeah,
for
I'll
dipping.
have Chick-fil-A sauce or I'll have cane sauce over anything.
Ooh,
But
that's
fries and ketchup is a for sure top five item. Like, just like you list combos, it's in that top five for me. I'm gonna put it
So you feel like it
in.
has to go with the four?
I'm gonna put it in the four. Yeah.
Just
And
because that's the one
it's
spot
not
you
because
have.
it's not deserving of being higher. It's just because I'm not Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Not the biggest ketchup guy. If you gave me fries
He
and
loves
cane
it.
sauce or fries and Chick-fil-A sauce, it'd be two. Because fries is that good.
Prize is that good.
It's a strong player.
All right. Well then we only got a three left. We've only got three left. This one, it might be a little interesting, but this is just where you're ranking it. Doesn't mean you've ever had to have it, but where you rank it. This is steak in A1 sauce.
That's in the nine, brother.
It's a nine. You're
It's
not a
in the
fan of
nine.
A1?
A1 sauce could disappear from this earth and I would sleep better at night. Why ruin a steak? It's the same as pizza and ranch. This is a very easy
I
nine
mean,
spot for me.
a kind of overdone steak, A1 sauce is going to bring it to life. A decent, good steak
If
doesn't
I get
need
an
A1
overdone
ever.
steak, I'm sending it back and requesting a new one.
If you make your own steak and it's bad or
I've
it's too
never made an
done, then.
overdone steak, brother. I like that thing mooing. You know what I mean? Like,
You like that thing raw and
I want to
wriggling?
hear the sound of the cow when it hits my plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're like, is this a brown and white spot, or is it just happy to see me? Okay. Okay. You got two left.
A
I will
little
be very
nervous.
interested.
A little
Be
nervous.
very interested where you put this at. Chips and salsa.
Two.
Two. Straight
Easy.
up
So
two.
milk and cookies and chips and salsa were the one and two. So like when I said I had a top three, those were two of the top three.
Chips and
That's
salsa.
easy. Chips
Okay.
and salsa at like a Mexican restaurant before dinner, chips and salsa during a game, chips and salsa midnight snack, chips and salsa.
It should be in everyone's top two, I think.
Easy.
Anybody that's here should be top two that exists,
Easy. Yep.
that's ever been alive. All
All
right,
right.
final one.
Final
Let's
one.
see if you're going to be mad about where the spot is or if you'll be satisfied with it.
Yep.
Final one on this list is
I will
chicken
say,
chips. Go ahead.
I'm really happy with this current list right now.
Okay, well, I know you're not going to be happy with this. This is going to be your one regret. So this is chicken strips in gravy slash white gravy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah?
That's
I
fantastic.
would
Yeah.
never have thought you would like that. That doesn't seem like
I
you.
love white gravy.
And Emily is a huge fan. She'll get it from Whataburger, and she'll get the chicken strips with the gravy that they give out. She's that'll take
Whataburger.
her
Yeah.
water. Whataburger.
Whataburger.
What a burger that is, mate.
So I think if I had to change anything on this list right now, I would flip three and four and put the fries and ketchup over the chicken strips and
If that's
gravy.
it. If that's it.
But I'm very happy with that. Let's be honest, white gravy slept on. Like, it's pretty
It's
much
if
kind
it's
of
seasoned well, it's seasoned well, it's great.
mostly only known for being partnered with biscuits, and great job by biscuits to get into the realm with white gravy. But the two of them are honestly a little bit slept on.
Yeah, you just have to have it in the correct way. If you don't have
Yeah.
it, if you don't have it made well, you're gonna be so sad. It's just gonna be like muck.
Did
Like muck. I muck.
Mark.
Muck.
Very happy with this list.
Grind. Thank you.
Very happy with this list.
Glad I had
The
this
couple
idea.
things that were missing on it could have been chips and queso.
Yeah. Chips and
Right?
guac was one I thought of.
Chips and queso, chips and guac, pretzels and
Oh, pretzel and
case
queso.
pretzel and cheese. I don't call it pretzel and queso, but pretzel and cheese.
Yeah, I spelled that wrong.
What other combos were potentially missing from this? Cake and ice cream. That's one I've seen in other
No, it says
lists
dip. This is
before.
dipping, though. Remember, this is
Oh, you're
dipping.
right. You're right. You're right. My bad.
This isn't just combos. This is
Yeah, that's
you
true. Because
have to
peanut
dip.
butter and jelly in my mind was in the top three.
Combos are great, but this is a dipping
This
combo,
is dipping
so
combos. Yeah. So no, with this, I'm actually stoked with this.
Yeah, any others that you think would be missing? My brother mentioned like
Shrimp.
breadsticks in Alfredo sauce or breadsticks
Sure.
in like
Breadsticks and
marinara.
marinara. Yeah.
Yeah. Shrimp
Breadsticks
in
in
cocktail
any.
sauce?
Yeah. That's
Dang, that's a
a
good
top
one.
five item for me, brother.
Yeah, I had the cocktails. Yeah, that's delicious.
I just don't like the name of the sauce, so I just call it like shrimp, but you know.
You're such a child.
Yes.
It's genital tail sauce. Is that what it is for you?
No.
Does that make you feel better? Huh?
As long as it's not a fruit cocktail, it's fine.
Okay. All right. That's a good list. That's a good list.
that's a great
Good
list. I
honorables.
appreciate that segment.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good
Lovely.
time. Well,
Okay. Final thought.
final thought.
Final thought before we jump into the draft. Our drafts take a long time. I never realized that, but they do.
They take a long time just because we love discussing stuff and we get off track. It just happens.
I genuinely love it, but before we get to the draft, I wanted to check in with you. How's the new place?
It's going well. It's
You have a
we're
bed for
still in the
me
midst
yet?
of unpacking. We're clearing the space in this room for your bed. We want to find a
Okay.
headboard that I think suits you.
Wood.
We just it doesn't have it just doesn't have the pizzazz we want it to have yet. Like the you know, there's the sparkle ones we saw at the store didn't do it justice. We felt like
That's fair.
we needed one
I
that was
prefer like the
screamed
like the like
Lincoln.
the glossy wood with the sparkle like underneath the gloss, you know, like with the nice finish
Oh,
to
like
it.
a, yeah. Well, the only ones we've been able to see are the ones that are like on four sides, and then it has these big like curtain drapes on all sides that
And it
like
has
it's
the
like a
pole in the middle too.
the pole in the middle and on all four sides to kind of hold everything up, so it's like a big tent.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of arise from your slumber every morning instead of
Do
just
is
waking
that the
up.
one that has the pole vaulting section where you can jump over and then get stuck on your way down?
No, we didn't get that one. We got the one that has the water bed attached so you can feel like you're swimming while you're on it. So you're just
Dude.
kind of
When's the
floating.
last time you slept in a water bed?
I've never slept in a water bed in my whole life. Why would I ever sleep in a
I've
water bed? It
never
sounds like the
actually
worst
slept
thing.
in it, but I tried to and I
It
got
sounds like
out.
the worst thing in the world. I'd get sick. I'd
Dude,
just throw
you
up.
know, right? Like.
I'd be laying in bed and I'd be like, oh.
Dude, I remember just being terrified that it was gonna pop.
I know you think that even though it's like no chance, but how do you people even get water beds in their house and like then move?
They're so
What are you supposed
heavy.
to do? What are you supposed to do? How do you empty that? There's got to be like a special contraption you buy to
Dude,
do. I don't know.
comment
I don't
below
even
if
like.
you know how water beds work and send us a link. I'm very
If
curious.
you, I'm gonna watch that episode of How It's Made.
How it's
Water
made,
beds.
water beds.
Yeah.
How it's made? Waterburger beds.
Water bird. Just full of burgers. Water burger bed.
Dude, surprise three spot with the chicken strips and white gravy, but
I'm shocked that you like it
I'm
that much. I'm
craving it
not.
now, brother. That sounds so good.
Dairy Queen's got some decent gravy with their chicken strips.
Dairy Queen's French fries are actually pretty solid, dude.
They do. I mean, I never really would eat there for anything else besides a Blizzard, so
Yeah. Well,
I'm not
so
really sure what else
back when
there
I
is.
was this last summer that I was selling in Houston, I was there for 6 weeks by myself. So Junie or Paisley was in Colorado actually for that whole period of time. So I was just it was just me down there. And I downloaded this app where if you're not driving, or sorry, if you're not on your phone while you're driving, you like gain all these points. And I was driving down to like League City and Pearland and all these places way down South Houston. And so I was always driving. So I wasn't on my phone while I was driving. And
Of course, you're super safe.
100%.
You're a really safe
So I
person.
was just racking up all these points. And every single day that I drove down to South Houston and back up to the Woodlands, I would get enough points that I could go get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich and a free medium fry from Dairy Queen. So that's what I did
That's like
every.
$6 to $7
Yeah.
that you were getting every single drive. You were making that much money. That's like
Yeah,
that's
going
that was
all the
like
way
two
down and
gallons of
back.
gas.
Because, I mean, I wasn't paying for my gas or anything either. So I
I
was
know, but that's
literally just
crazy.
raking in free food. I was also living there like on a budget, like trying to not buy anything. So like I bought like quesadilla supplies and cereal, and that's like what I lived off of. And PB&Js actually too. I made those for lunch.
Oh, the peach.
And then I would just drive down to Houston or drive down South Houston, rake up all these
How do they
points.
make money?
I have no idea. I mean, they went
Like,
out
I
of
feel like
business
they
pretty quickly, but they got these companies to like, because their
there
whole
you go.
I'm assuming that the marketing on this was like, hey, Chick-fil-A, partner with us, and
We'll get
people
you
will
business to
come
try to
and get
sell,
the
buy more
free
stuff.
item, and then they'll buy more stuff.
Yeah, that's like
Like,
half of all marketing techniques anyway.
yeah. So I don't assume it was profitable, and I don't think it lasted too much
But you
longer.
took advantage
But I took
right
full
away.
advantage of it when I wasn't paying for my gas, when I was driving for like 2 hours a day, and just trying to live literally on scraps.
That's amazing. You know how much Devin would have killed for that?
Dude.
Yo, he just should he would have never downloaded the app in the first place because he would have felt like he's getting scammed and they're stealing his like information. He's like,
Yeah.
nah, I don't trust it. And I was like I already had something like that happen where I was like, Panera Breads, they're doing free drinks all summer. They just think you're gonna buy more stuff, but they'll give you free drinks as part of their thing, like for like 3 months. And he's like, nah, I don't trust it. And I was like, oh, every day you can get a free drink. Every day. He's like, oh, are they gonna charge me? No, it's free. I
Dude.
did it. It's free.
We are either a bunch of cheapskates or we just love getting the deals, but free 99 is the best.
Hey, did you say cheapskate or cheapskate? Which one
Skate.
did you say? You
Is
said
it scape?
scape or which one do you think it
What
is?
is it?
Because you said it, and I was like, I don't know if he knows what this
I
is.
said skate.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Is that what it is?
Why don't you take a look? Why don't you
Yeah,
take a
it
look?
is. It's cheapskate.
But you weren't confident
I was not.
in that.
No. No, I was not confident.
Because you said it and it almost sounded like you said cheapskate. And I was like, is that a P that I just
No.
heard?
Nope, you
T,
did not
okay.
hear a P. I do have a segment for a future idea of commonly misused phrases that like we didn't know we were using incorrectly.
That's a good one.
Anyways, that takes a little bit of research. Jeff, you've got a draft for us,
I do
senor.
back to back, back to back. Got that segment in the draft.
Yeah.
This is also we've done it what the last couple weeks. I felt like it was only fair that we continue the streak of drafts
Downer.
that are kind of downer drafts,
Yes.
but this is more of a funny downer draft.
So was last week.
This one is the worst things to step on.
Oh,
The worst things to step on. And we are talking bare feet. That is it. Not shoes, bare feet. Worst things to step on. Okay. So you can have a chance. I mean, obviously, you can think about it. You'll have chances to think, but.
there is like the very like first thing that pops in your mind, right? And
But then you
we
start to
both
get
know what
really
it
creative.
is. But if you actually think about it, it's probably not the worst thing.
Yeah.
And so I will let Jeff go first and I'll take the 2-3 turn.
Nice. You know, I had a feeling you were going to do that because the 2-3 in this one is really good. You
Very
can take a couple
valuable.
of the big ones, yeah. And like the number one isn't necessarily super valuable here.
Correct.
So, smart pick.
Thank you.
Oh, there's
Stratagem.
so
We
many.
love the strategy.
There's probably five things I know your brain rapid fire cycled through right when I said that,
The
and you
very
just thought
first
of all the
thing
bad things.
probably deserves to go in like the third round at best. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You'll know why as you get
Yeah.
there. Okay. Worst thing, worst thing, worst thing. And this is coming from, I don't know, a Texas guy who's experienced this in a couple ways and recently, but not on my foot, just in general. If you barefoot step in an fire
Fire
ant
ant.
pile,
I knew you were going to say that. Great pick.
it's not just immediate pain. It is long-lasting pain that will be ruining your day for weeks because the bites turn into these like pustules that hurt. and you want to pop, but it actually infects it immediately. Like they don't go away. It's uncomfortable, and I can only imagine. I've had it on my hands. I've got it on my arms, and like I can only imagine the absolute just scorching pain that this would cause for so long. And stepping on one of those, oh.
I heard tale of summer salesmen sticking their hand like this into the
No,
fire ant mound, holding
no.
it for 5 seconds and getting $100 for it, and
That's not worth it. I would
not worth
never do
it.
that for $100.
Nope.
That is the worst made $100. I'll
Maybe a
just go and
thousand.
convince someone.
Maybe a
I will
thousand.
go and tell a person like, "Hey, if you buy this pest control, I'll pay off the first full fee for you." Like just to get that $100 commission. Like I don't care. That's
Oh,
crazy.
that is crazy.
That's crazy.
Good pick. I don't know if it would have been the 101 in my mind, but it was definitely my top five.
It's when
Definitely
I
my top
think
five.
about it, that one terrifies me more than most of the
It
things that I could
gives
think
you the
of.
cringe too.
And the anxiety and the just long, oh no.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be true to myself. I'm gonna be a child.
I know.
And
I knew it deserved it. It deserves it.
Honestly, it's just as bad with a shoe on, if not worse, with a shoe on. But it's poop.
Poop. Poop is so texture, like the texture of it and the smell of it when you
You
break
can't get it
the
out. You can't get
when
it out
you
of your mind.
break the seal of dried poop into the moist inside when it's been cooking in the sun and you just and it releases the stenches. Dude, that I can still imagine, remember the time I got in
The
between
way
my
you just
toes.
described that was so, but it's been cooking and you break through the moist,
Yeah,
like,
you break through that outer crust into the molten center and it just spews in between your toes like
dude,
a brownie. Yeah.
this is one of the few things that I would rather
Ugh.
step on it barefoot than with a shoe on, because the shoe stinks and it takes forever to clean off, and like I would get like a thumb or not, what am I saying? You put it in your mouth,
A
wood,
toothpick. It's
a
toothpick.
toothpick, and have to like scrape it out. And sometimes, like, as you're trying to scrape it, it would fling and like fling at you. And I got little poop on my shirt once because of that. It was so gross.
So, dude, disgusting.
Screw all the people that don't
Disgusting.
pick up their dog's poop. You know what I
It's
mean?
not just, there's nothing painful about it. It is everything else about it that is horrible.
Yeah. And the smell, the cringe, all of it. So that's
Oh,
my one, because I'm a child, and
that
that's why
does, I
I
mean,
wanted to see where you
great.
went first. Because if you took that at the 101, I would have been like, great, I'll
They're
pivot
very
anyways.
different
But
picks, so
yes,
that's why it makes sense.
my second pick is I'm kind of taking the combo of it, but like either a thumbtack or a nail,
Yeah, I'll give you both of those.
like a
Thumbtack.
small sharp object into your foot. I have done it.
I
It
would have
is the
taken it with my
worst.
next, so
It is the
it's a
worst.
good pick. When you and especially in your heel and it just catches.
I've never done it on the heel. I did it into the side of one of my toes. Like it went up through my toe where I stepped on a nail.
Oh, dude, then I think we all have nail stories. I did it doing pest control at someone's house outside of their property, and they had overgrown grass, but they had wood piles underneath it, like old wood. And
Yep.
I
And
threw my
you.
Walmart cheap shoes and I stepped fully through it through my foot, and my company would not help like pay for anything. They were like, "Can you work through the rest of the day?" I was like, "My foot has been impaled. I can barely walk." And they're
My
like,
kappa
"Ugh."
has been detated.
My cap has been detached from my foot,
Yeah.
and that was not okay. Yeah, nail or tack. That's, yeah.
That's
Either
so
one of
bad.
those is diabolical. Great
All right.
picks.
Okay,
Great two.
you're 2-3.
Okay. This is coming from an emotional side, and I've only done this a couple times. But though I had the worst feeling because of something I heard growing up, and I just will never forget it. But if I step on my dog, my animal, and I step on them,
Oh,
their
and the
foot, their
squeal.
body, that squeal of pure pain and surprise, and then they don't know that you didn't do it on purpose. Like they think you stepped and they were like, ah, and like, what'd I
They run
do?
away
And they
scared.
blame you, they're scared, and the feeling of guilt and just no, please. And then you're like, you feel so bad, and I would never, like, I hate it so much. And I've only done
Yeah.
it like two or three times ever where I fully stepped. Just awful.
It's really sad. And then, like, I've also had it where an aunt literally had to take her dog to the vet because she broke its leg because it was so
Oh
small.
yeah.
That's
Yeah.
a downer.
It smells, it sounds like a chicken wing when you step. It just that snapping sound. Yeah, and then the barking and oh, you just horrible.
Oh man.
Okay, well, my next pick is, I'm so glad it fell. And I think it's what you're thinking.
Yep.
So glad
Yep.
that it made it to the what, third round? Just like we said.
Yeah.
If you're thinking what I'm thinking, it is from a childhood. We all
It
had it.
is. Yep.
And it's stepping on a Lego.
Yep.
You step on a Lego and you step on it with that sharp under corner side up, and you fully,
Ah.
your full weight in the middle of the softest part of your foot, and you just,
Especially at night
yeah,
when
when you're
like
walking full
when
weight.
and or when you get up to go to the bathroom like in the middle of the night or something like that, and on your way, like especially if you're not at your house, like you're not in your familiar place or whatever, you get up and you walk down the hall to go to the bathroom and you step on a Lego and it's dark and you're like, what the was that? Like,
Yeah, and you're like, oh, and you can't put it into words because it
yeah
hurts so bad from the surprise as well. And
yeah
the sharp corner, it doesn't roll, it's not a ball, it just digs deeper into
Yep.
that soft tissue. Just horrible.
Yeah. Okay. I'm inspired with my next pick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with it's very similar to my previous one, and I'm gonna go with glass.
Glass, good pick. That was next on mine if it
It's next
fell,
on the
but
list. I kind of
didn't think
like
it would
that.
fall.
It's like awful, obviously, but
And
like
I've stepped on glass before and it's horrible.
the worst is like not being able to get it out and then feeling like you have glass stuck in your foot for the next like day. You know what I mean?
Well, not even that. Like I've had it where when we were filming a little like fun little home movie when I was a kid, and we were make up a story with my sister, and I was standing on an old printer that we had, but the top of the printer was gone, so it was just the glass scanner face, and
Oh.
I was it was by my window, and I was standing on it because I was thought it was fine, and I was looking at the
What?
window, and then I turned during the filming of it, like she was doing a little video camera, and I was like,
How
oh, and
old
then
were
I
you? 20?
it was last year actually.
Was it actually?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I was like, I don't know, 11 or 12,
Oh
and
my word.
I went to jump off of it, and my foot went straight through it and shattered the glass, and it went straight into my foot, and there was a bunch of little pieces, and I had to lay there and try to dig it, and I had to like, you have to like pick away this, dude,
Yeah, you have to like
painful.
rip your foot
It's,
open to get it out.
yeah, it was really bad, and it was for a while that I still had a couple pieces where it got infected and pushed it out, so
Oh,
no. Not a
dang.
good time. So glass,
Then
yeah,
you had
glass is definitely
elephantiasis in your foot.
there.
For my next
I did
pick,
not.
I'm pivoting. I got my top three picks. I'm good. My next one, I've never had this happen to me. I've had a close friend happen. This happened to him, Michael, and it's a George Foreman grill.
Stop. Don't the office a grill. I mean, that would be horrible. I agree. Stepping on anything but boiling hot like that would be horrible, but that's such a terrible pick for you to take this spot. You did it just for the laughs and you're gonna lose now. That's what you
I
get.
think I'm gonna win the fan vote now. Yeah,
No,
I got a
you'll
George
get
Foreman grill as my number four pick.
you just want us to wake up to the smell
Of bacon.
of bacon, sizzling bacon. Like
It's
it's
a
good for
wonderful way to
me.
start my morning.
Wait. Just rub
So,
some butter on it
but
and then it'll feel better.
if
All
you.
right.
All right, see you
See
later, Pan.
you later, Pam. Panny. Pan?
Pan?
Yeah. Good pick. I mean, whatever. Not real. Not
Pita?
really good.
Dude, also,
Pita.
you didn't laugh at my Nana being the name
Nana
of Wendy's
Mimi.
dog joke.
I actually didn't hear that.
Ah,
I
it was
missed it.
we were shouting at the Nanas, and I said, "Well, Wendy's dog," but
Oh,
from Peter
Nana is in.
Pan.
That's the name from Peter Pan. Yo, that's good. I was trying to think of one in the moment. I'm really sorry I missed that. You know, that's a
That was a
we deserve
poll of all polls.
a posthumous clap.
Wow, that is the word of the pod.
I
Better
don't know if it
than.
beats your Echelon.
Yeah. No, it's better.
Posthumous.
Good job. Okay, you got your final two picks, sir.
I do. Tough starts to thin out, but this one can be generalized. I mean, it can be, but I have a specific thing in my brain when I think about this, but I would say a trap.
Yeah.
You could say a mouse trap, you could say
Bear
anything, but
trap.
a trap, I mean, bear trap, any type of trap that
Yeah.
someone sets for you, you do not want to step in a trap.
I'm gonna call it an
Definitely
animal
not.
trap for the
Yeah,
polls.
animal trap. Okay.
Yep.
Or trap house.
Well,
Okay.
65 toss power trap.
60, well, 65 million years ago, the dinosaurs.
Did they?
Yeah, 65 million years ago, that's when the comet hit.
Dude, what? That's
Speaking of comet,
a crazy poll for 65 toss power trap to 65 million years ago.
because the asteroid. Remember we had that in our segment and we talked about
See.
that. Ass. Hey, you're gonna be shocked by this. This is a weird pick, but you
Okay.
understand better than most. And so
Uh-oh.
do I. I have had two traumatic injuries because of this. But the final thing that deserves is the list is stepping on someone else's foot
Foot.
slash shoe
Yes.
when you are playing
100%.
sports specifically.
100%.
Horrible. No one, people who haven't experienced that don't even know how horrible that is, because it's not just that. Like, I destroyed my ankle just landing on someone else's foot, and it's never been the same. It
Once you
still
do it
hurts.
once, you're prone to it again. You're
Yeah,
like
once.
the propensity to roll your ankle again is preposterous.
Whoa, the propensity is preposterous. Posthumous propensity is preposterous. We are some thesauruses out here.
That
Look
is
at this go.
practically perfect.
This in
It's impec
perchance.
our posterity is impeccable.
Impact. No,
I was
that's an
just doing more
I.
peas.
Don't say you were doing more peas. No, no, clip that, please.
Yes.
Oh, that was good. Okay, that deserves to
Jeff,
be there.
that's a
I,
fantastic pick.
especially at the five, I think that's a great spot.
So my final I wanted so I'm gonna say what I wanted to take, but I don't think it actually works. And it was gonna be more of like a almost a stubbing of your foot on concrete. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
don't
But that's
doesn't
not
work,
something that
but
you
I know
like
what you mean.
step on.
Yeah.
So for my final pick, I'm going a little abstract with this, and I'm gonna go with nothing. When you miss a step and you step on nothing,
Oh.
you are so thrown off. You know what I mean?
And yeah, and potential injury. I can
Yeah.
think of a couple times where I
You're
was like,
walking
I
up
stumbled up a
the steps
stair.
and you take a step as if you're gonna keep going up the steps and there's not a step there and you fall on your face or like,
You
but
stumble and hurt.
that moment of fear is awful. So I'm going with
It's happened
nothing.
going downstairs. I've done it where I'm
Yeah.
going downstairs and I think I'm gonna hit something, but it's much sooner because the floor is now there instead of another step. And I like extend my leg and it like hits the ground in
Yeah.
a different way. And I'm like, I
I've also done it
stumble
the
and yeah.
opposite where I think that I'm at the bottom and I'm not, and then I miss and I like fall down an extra step.
Yeah. And you it clunks. Yeah, it is. Wow, good. The
Little
abstract nature of your
abstract
pick.
pick there. So I put
And it
nothing
deserves.
slash missed step.
Dude, this is a very evenly balanced
Dude,
draft between us. This we had
should I
some
recap here?
recap this.
Okay, Jeff started out with a fire ant mound. Awful. That's so
Oh.
bad.
Oh.
A dog slash pet. Legos, which is arguably the goat pick, but I think we were fair to put it in the third
It's
round.
it deserved. It was one of us was gonna get
An
it in the
animal
end.
trap, don't have experience of, don't ever want to have experience of, and then someone else's foot, which I think could have been the 101.
Could have been one or two.
I didn't
In
even
our
think
experience,
about
sports
it.
world, horrible.
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 I didn't think about it. So I think that could be the steal of the draft right there in the fifth
In
round.
the fifth spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took poop.
Ugh, the
So
texture.
bad.
Ugh.
I took a thumbtack or slash nail,
So painful.
glass. I took a
Man.
George Foreman grill.
Yours are so painful. Oh my
And then I
gosh.
took nothing.
What an interesting round, dude.
That was a abstract draft
Oh,
for
from you,
sure,
for
but
sure.
very
Yeah.
funny. Any
Wow.
honorable mentions? I honorable mentioned like when you like step on like a concrete stair and you kind of like miss the step and you like scrape your toe and then you just have that feeling of like that internal cringe. That's the worst to me, but
Mine is when you step on like something really slippery and you
oh,
slip.
yeah.
So something on the floor and
And then
you
you
just
like freaking like
and it
pull your
like,
hammy.
yeah, something. Anything, any pain you would get from that, yeah, and it
Yeah.
throws you off and it's gross. It's still, you have to clean it off. That definitely is up there.
Like a electrical plug, like something you plug into the wall, like a
Oh, yeah.
vacuum, you know, like when you're
Those little
vacuuming and
prongs.
yep.
The
That's
prongs,
a
dude.
terrible one.
What else?
I'd say like when you're at the beach and you're like stepping on like rocks.
Oh, dude, when you go to a place and it's horrible, like the rocks are all sharp and you
Yeah.
have to make it to the beach from
And
your
it's
little
hot.
spot and it's, yeah, and you're like, and your arms are up because you're trying to balance and you're stabbing your feet as you walk. Terrible. Hot sand deserves to be there too. Boiling
Yeah.
hot sand at the beach, but also it gets cooled. You have to know the extreme of one to know the relief of the other, of the beach
100%.
and the
It's a
nice
yin and
water.
yang, brother.
It's yin and yang.
I would also say like goat heads. You know,
Wait,
like
what?
goat heads when you
What are
like that
those?
get stuck on your bike and like make your bike tire go
Oh, that's what you
flat.
call them.
Yeah.
I
Those
just
things are
call them like
terrible.
stickers is what we call
Sure.
them.
Yeah, exactly. Or like
Dude,
weeds.
that's fantastic pick.
Like when you step in
Weeds,
like
like sharp
weeds or
weeds.
yeah, 'cause then they get like the tiny little slivers get stuck in your foot. Or
Wow.
like bark chips.
How did these not make it?
I don't know. I mean, I like our list. I think our list is
I do too,
upper
but
tiered for sure. I'm not gonna overuse the
wow.
word, but and then I just looked up one like to see if we missed anything. Goat heads is on that list. That's what reminded me of it. But like also like stepping in weeds is terrible. But then something that was like two on this list was slugs.
I mean, I never really pay
I've never
attention. I don't
experienced
notice,
that,
but
but just like thinking about it, I'm
the
like,
slimy
that's
yuck,
pretty
yeah,
yucky.
it goes with the texture thing.
Yeah.
Hey, fun fact, in
Yeah.
Washington, and I think in Oregon they have that too. Do you have banana slugs there? So, fun fact, there's
Well, bananas
slime on the outside.
fosters.
Well, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Well, fosters. It's Australian for beer.
Dang, I don't know what to
I
do
don't
with
even
that.
know where you go with that either.
That's really good. I don't know.
Yeah.
Banana slugs, the slime on the outside, it actually can numb like whatever. So we had this little group challenge with our cousins where to join the club you had to lick a slug. You had to find a banana slug outside. Yeah, it was so gross, but it would make your tongue go numb.
Your
Like it would actually do it.
tum
Like
go
my tum ta dum 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 dum.
nung.
Yeah.
That's we are farmers.
Oh well. We are the people.
Well, call farmersonly.com.
Wow. Well, Christian Mingle dog.
Ooh, well, Theo Vaughn is single and ready to mingle.
Well, Von Trapp family.
That there
That
you go. You made it.
I was like, oh,
And
I know there's something with it.
then of course Lindsay Vonn.
Well, and then Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, and then Freaky Friday.
And then Friday
Or
the
her
13th.
or Herbie Fully Loaded.
Her or Herbie Hancock.
That's
Oh,
a good one.
Chris
Okay, so you
Farley, Herbie
licked
Hancock.
slugs to get into a club.
We had our little cousin club when we were like,
And it would numb your
nine,
tongue.
ten. Yeah, it numbed it, and it was weird. It was so weird, and it was gross. But you can ask any of us, we all would tell you the nasty thing that we had to do, and it was the slug. You had to
That's so
find it. You had to
gross.
find it yourself. And they were big, big suckers, like this big.
How big?
Like this big. I'm just showing you the size of the slug. Really big slug.
Thank you for listening to the Left Hand Backhand podcast.
That's good.
Oh
That's
dear.
good. Don't voice crack. Oh, it caught part of your whistle.
Oh yeah. Okay, anything else, Jeff?
Dude, you're rarely speechless.
I didn't know what to do to that. I'm going to
This is
clip
good.
it, so.
No. We already have
Already
a clip.
clipped that
We already have a clip. We can't have two in one.
Oh man. Okay, well, we're gonna start posting more on that Instagram page,
Don't say
and
more. Don't say moron.
we're gonna start posting more often to the Instagram page, and Jeff, you to the Tic
Tiki
Tacs.
talk. Brian, I gotta edit down. I have so many clips to go through, so
Yeah,
it's
good
I can
times.
see why people
So,
have this and as their full-time job, because it is exhausting to like go through and fully clip and like edit it down and get the timing right. Those of you listening, have respect for those who are social media managers. Like I didn't respect it,
I
but
don't
now I
respect you
do.
at all.
It's difficult. Yeah, Mr. I don't want a TikTok ever. You refuse to even get TikTok, so you can't speak.
I consume
Oh.
all the same stuff on Instagram and Facebook or whatever and YouTube.
Instagram Reels is about 6 months later than anything on TikTok.
I don't care.
So you're all the funny things you've been laughing at that you've been sending me, I have already seen that, and I saw it
I'm
four months ago. I
like,
was like, oh, he just now saw this.
oh, that's so cute.
Look at him. He thinks this is new.
Well, I am a grandma, so share with your grandma
Share with your grandma. Nice.
and share with your pastor at church. And Jeff, final word.
Next time you're walking around in bare feet, please pay attention to where you're going. Any one of you could be subject to one of these painful slash really uncomfortable things that we have listed. So be aware of your surroundings. That's all we ask. Be aware.
Good advice. No
Thank you.
casualties.
No casualties.
Lefties out.